O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give me neither poverty nor riches, Lord, but bread for today and hope for tomorrow. Psalm 135, verses 1 and 2, and 15 to 18. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, you servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. Eyes they have, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. Neither is there any breath in their mouth. Those who make them are like them, and so are all who put their trust in them. Give me neither poverty nor riches, Lord, but bread for today. Hope for tomorrow. A reading from Acts chapter 27, verses 9 to 26. Now when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, "Men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also our lives." Nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul. And because the harbour was not suitable to winter in, the majority advised set sail from there also, if by any means they could reach Phoenix, a harbour of Crete opening toward the southwest and northwest, and winter there. When the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, a tempestuous head wind arose called Euroclydon. And so when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive. And running under the shelter of an island called Claudia, we secured the skiff with difficulty. When they had taken it on board, they used cables to undergird the ship. And fearing lest they should run aground on the Syrtis sands, they struck sails and so were driven. And because we were exceedingly tempest-tossed, the next day they lightened the ship. On the third day we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, "Men, you should have listened to me, and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and to whom I serve, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. However, we must run aground on a certain island.' Now when the 14th night had come, as we were driven up and down from the Adriatic Sea, about midnight, the sailors sensed that they were drawing near some land." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Give me neither poverty nor riches, Lord, but bread for today and hope for tomorrow. In the 2nd century, Church Father Justin Martyr described the Christian community like this: "We who formerly treasured money and possessions more than anything else now hand over everything we have to a treasury for all and share it with everyone who needs it. We who formerly hated and murdered one another now live together and share the same table. Now we pray for our enemies and try to win those who hate us." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God of rescue and restoration, thank you for your great and beautiful mission in the world. Here we are, Lord, Fill us with your Spirit and send us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's protection today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 71. O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you, O Lord, from childhood. Yes, you have been with me from birth. From my mother's womb, you have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we bring before you today people that we know are struggling to believe. We pray that for whatever barrier is getting between them and the good news of Jesus will be removed. We pray that you meet with all that seek you out. Father, we bring before you our local and political leaders, men and women in positions of power and influence. Lord, we pray they seek you out. Father, we hear and we know your voice, and we pray those around you would hear and know your voice also. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we are inspired by Paul's courage in sharing the gospel even when faced with opposition. We confess that we can be nervous or even fearful when talking about you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Give us courage this day to share Jesus in all situations. And we take courage today in the promise that you are always with us and that you strengthen and help us, as we read in Isaiah 41, verse 10. Father, help us live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone that we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, it takes humility to acknowledge that our ways are not your ways. Surround us with your subtle and hidden prophets, that we might have help to overcome self-deception and face the truth that sets us free. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.